True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's second hour already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Brer this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. What's going on, man?
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, brother. I'm good. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Getting up, getting ready to roll around out to the bay today and try to catch some redfish and trout.
Yeah.
Been battling the wind all week, so, or maybe all last month.
Right.
But it's a little bit calmer today, so. By a little bit calmer, I mean it's going to be like 15 miles an hour instead of like 40, so.
No, that's pretty bad when 15 to 20 is calm.
Calm. Yeah. Exactly. But at least the bite's been pretty good. You know, we had a good week fishing since we last talked. I believe the day that we spoke, I was going snook fishing last Friday. And
right.
We ended up getting out there, and I thought it was good. It's just one of those weird things where when you think you got them figured out, you don't. But I was prepared for a real slow day. It was one of those, like, double tide days, you know, so you're going to have, like, two slack tides. And
yeah.
I just never have a lot of luck. The tide doesn't have time to really get moving, you know. And usually those are slow days for me, and I just had a feeling it was going to be real slow. But sure enough, we went out there and just started whacking them. We had a couple of big topwater bites that were good, but both came off. And then after maybe hour two, we started throwing jigs around, and I think we caught maybe a dozen overslot snook, maybe 20 snook in total, and we had one that was 35 inches, one that was 34 inches, a bunch of like 32s inch fish, you know, and that 35 incher was probably about 14 pounds.
Oh, man, pretty, what a fish.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome snow. We put it on the boga and it was just a little over 14.
Awesome.
But yeah, I catched them. It was a lure company owner. This guy owns a lure company up in, El Campo. He makes his own lures and stuff and wanted to come out and try them on some snook, and I guess they work, so.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like they do.
It's pretty cool. It's those three JD lure guys.
Right.
They're kind of cool. Really nice guys.
I've never had a great time with them. Stuff.
I hadn't either until watching them that day.
Well, there's just so much out there, you know. You just, so much works.
So much things out there.
You don't try anything new, you know.
Yeah. Yep. It's cool. It's interesting. I like seeing the baits that people show up with. People show up and bring a lot of their own baits, and some of the ones I've noticed that work the best over the years of people bringing their baits is a Little John.
Oh yeah.
Snook seem to like those things.
When
you know,
they
people
first
show up
came
with those
out,
and they
Brian,
do pretty good.
You know, Mirror sent me several packages of them in different colors and everything. Naturally, the purple one caught my eye. because I'm a purple freak anyway when it comes to trout and redfish, and I put it on. My first cast was one. I caught a fish over 5 pounds with a trout. I'm going, and it looks like nothing that you see in the water as far as bait fish. I'm going, what do you do with this? And I like it because you have to work it. You have to put a lot of action on it and finesse fish with it. But, man, once you get that thing going, it just it catches everything. Man, I've caught.
It does. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, all kinds of species of fish with it. I don't bass fish enough anymore to try, but I guarantee you they'll work on bass.
Big time. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a classic bass fishing worm. Yeah, those lures tend to work pretty good whenever people bring them. I'm still more of a DOA guy. I wreck them on the DOA shrimp.
DOA makes good stuff, man. What's his name? Yep. Nichols? Mark Nichols?
Mark Nichols, yes, sir. Yeah. He makes
great
some good stuff.
Good product, and it's
I love that DOA shrimp, especially under a cork. I've caught so many trout doing that in my life. And
you know, a lot of guys went to that years ago in Trinity Bay, you know, when whale fishing's real big time, you know, when it's real hot in the summer and it's calm and you have to use a popping cork and shrimp over those whale pads.
They
started using the DOA shrimp under there instead of buying live bait, and it works just as good.
Same here. I'm not a fan of buying live shrimp unless I'm going black drum fishing or something, or sheep's heading. Mm-hmm. The popping cork and DOA shrimp is
it's deadly.
Yep, I've survived plenty of days, tons of days doing that, just that. So I'm very confident in that.
It's
good, and it actually worked. I mean, speaking of the shrimp, it worked out all week. We went out onto the flats and we caught limits of redfish and a couple of trout using popping corks and shrimp. And then one day I went out with a couple people and we were fishing. It was kind of slow, so we caught a skipjack. But a skipjack slices underneath the cork and wore out the redfish like that, because the redfish seem to be sitting in chocolate milk right now for some reason. Normally they're a lot clearer water, but for some reason the month of May, they all tend to hang out in this area called the Gaswell Flats. I'm sure you might have heard of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like just like a little bit muddy and chocolatey this time. And so, you know, the guys that are in there throwing bait are whacking limits pretty quick. The guys that go in there and throw lures, you got to throw like bright orange, black and chartreuse, stuff like that. And you're probably doing, you know, 1-3 to the bait guys, you know, just because it's that chocolate milk and it's windy. So they like that cork and stuff. But you're still getting it done. So it depends what kind of clients I have. If I got lure guys, there's enough fish to go and toss some lures and get them. You know, if I got bait guys, we go bait them.
A skipjack and just fillet it and cut strips of cut baits, put on under a cork, and redfish go wild over it.
Yes, sir, they do.
That's crazy.
You do. We snook fished yesterday, caught a few nice fish. I got canceled on last minute, so I called up a buddy. Went out on a fun trip, caught about a 32-inch snook and another 30. Just bouncing jigs on the bottom. We tried to throw top waters, but we had a real heavy incoming tide in the mornings.
Right.
Kind of like good tide because it's coming in really hard and it's dumping out really hard. But the bad thing about it is that I'm like right at the end and beginning of it on my, like, it's lined up perfectly with my morning charters right now, to where like we've got a heavy incoming tide for like an hour and then it like dies out and it takes a while for it to get going. So we're experiencing, you know, the slack tide on our charters right now. I prefer just to get in the middle of, or like at the beginning of a tide and have all day certain tide going, you know?
Sure.
But, because they start to do different things on different tides, shift over a little bit, move over.
When you're having to fish that deep, bottom bouncing all that for those snook, what are you using, like a 3/8 ounce jig head?
3/8 ounce jig head. I like the 3/8 ounce. I mean, a 1/2 ounce will get down there quicker, won't drift over as much, but the thing I noticed about the 1/2 ounce is that it tends to start sticking in the mud, the jig, because it's so heavy. I'll try to pop it off the bottom. I notice, like, dang, that thing got stuck in there, you know? And I'm worried the fish are going to be hard for them to slurp it up off the bottom. So I just stick with the 3/8. It works pretty good.
Yeah,
even a quarter will work. You just got to work it a little slower. But, I mean, the fish just seem to be deeper right now. I mean, this is the time of year when I really start throwing topwaters for snook, mangrove snapper, and even live baiting them. I never live bait them during the cold months, but they're still not cruising up really shallow yet. you know, so they're still kind of, I mean, the fish, the schools that I'm marking are, you know, 14, 16 feet, and we're jigging them way down there. So, you know, we're getting one or two fish on top water, but I mean, I'm assuming as soon as it gets consistently hot here, the top water bite's going to pick up for us big time. The mangrove snapper are going to move into shallower water.
When you're jig fishing those snook like you are right now, is there a particular color that probably works better than the rest?
Well, I'm getting really deep down there.
Yeah.
So I like a glow shrimp. I'm not sure how dark it is down there or not, but I've just always had luck throwing that glow color shrimp or a glow chartreuse.
Yeah.
And
I can relate to that.
And I always like a little bit of chartreuse in there for the snook, whether I'm using a regular jig head and a chartreuse tail. Purple chartreuse was my all-time go-to for snook. If I don't have like a chartreuse tail, sometimes I'll just put the chartreuse jig head on and just do a solid gray polygraphic color.
Yeah, switch ends with it. Yep.
Yep. Switch ends with it. And, that's just my confidence. I have friends that go out there and catch them on stuff without it, you know, but I just prefer the chartreuse tails and jigs. And
that is so critical these days. It, you know, it's confidence. You know, believing in what you're throwing, it just, you know, it gives you a positive attitude, and positive vibes always come out working good for you, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's not always so much. Yeah, it's not always so much like wondering if the fish will eat it, because you can generally tell like a redfish is going to eat a lure, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of knowing that you're doing it right.
Yes.
You know, am I working this freaking lure right? Am I doing it right? Am I wasting my time? You know, once you catch one or two, then you know you're working it right. You know,
technique and presentation, baby.
Yeah. There it is. The small things, but we'll see how it goes today. Tomorrow's going to be a little rainy, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out tomorrow. I'm going to have to cancel.
Looks like parts of South Texas got some pretty good rain yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, we got passed up on it, but Saturday looks great.
Yeah, it looks
here.
Like it went north of you, but up, you know, and where you and Blaine deer hunting and all that, it looks like y'all got some valuable rain, boy. Any kind of rain this time
that'd be
of
nice.
Year in that area is awesome.
Yeah. So we'll see how, I mean, we got some kind of northern or something. Is that going to be blowing out of the north?
Yeah, this frontal system thing, it's causing all these storms. You're probably going to grab a northeast wind tomorrow down there.
Don't threaten me with a Saturday off. So
there won't be no sitting at home. Let's go.
We'll see where it goes from there. Now, you know, with this being, we're into our official, you know, that I talk about year after year, twice a year, as we're getting into the transition month, you know. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens. They can be kind of tough because the fish are still doing, you know, some of their springtime stuff, some of their cooler weather patterns, and then some of the fish are doing their hot weather patterns. Like people are catching snook out in South Bay already and stuff, you know, out on the flats.
Right.
So they have officially started moving out of the deeper water into the shallows. Most of the fish I'm catching are bigger females right now.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But I'm not sure if it's just because it was a tough week and there's not a lot of fish biting and just we're just hooking those big ones deep or not, you know, but I'll be able to tell over the next week or two also when I get this next moon and stuff if the medium-sized fish are still in there or if they're all moving out onto the flats.
Well, I tell you, it was a surprise this year. You know, our April up here was better than it usually is. Usually April's kind of a iffy month for up here, but we caught a lot of fish.
April and May are my two least favorite months to fish.
Yeah.
April
I'm with
and May.
You,
I mean, I catch a lot of fish on them. I just have to do it styles that I don't prefer to.
Right.
And if you don't, it can be iffy, tough fishing. But, you know, a lot of bait involved and stuff because it's so windy. You know, we get a lot of rain runoff, so the water's murky. You know, so there's just a lot of bait fishing involved, which is not necessarily my jam, but I ain't afraid to do it.
Well, too much bait can hurt you at times because it shortens the bite windows so much because they fill up so fast.
Yeah.
When bait is scarce, but you got fish, then, boy, they're swimming around looking for bait. That's when you get some good bites. But, all right, Brian. Well, hey, it's always good talking to you, man. I hope you have a good day today. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing South Padre, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. Give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Brian, you have a good day. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you next week. Catch him up.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
have
buddy.
Have a good one.
Later. All right. That's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. You know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage. It extends its life and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done just in one day. It's backed by a 30-year warranty. So book your appointment today. Give them a call at 281-831-7832, 281-831-7832, LiquiShield RV Roofing. Good morning.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what he's up to this morning. Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
How in the world are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just woke up feeling pretty good, so we're going to make the best of it. You know, by the time I get on and talk to you on these Friday mornings, and I appreciate that so much, nobody wants to hear me say that it's windy out. They've heard plenty already. One of these days, you're going to have to let me call in early, be like first one where I can complain about how windy it is and
yeah,
be the first on the block.
Complainer in land, yeah. Hey, fishermen are
but
never
it is.
Happy, are they? Hey, this summer they'll be going, man, it's just too calm. It's dead calm out there. We can't get nothing going. We need some water movement. I mean, it's the...
I'm telling you.
You got to love the sport, man. Nothing's ever right.
Yeah. So you can not catch fish in any kind of weather.
You really can. It can happen. You can catch fish in any kind of weather. So, hey.
And that's the absolute truth, too. So the key right there is go fishing. Go fishing every opportunity you get and make the best of it. And some of my best memories as a youngster didn't really involve the catch as much as it was the experience and the people right. I was with, or even the times I went by myself and was able to dig down and think about stuff and try to cure any problems along the way. But it's what it's all about. It's a whole lot more than just catching fish or keeping them or eating them or whatever. But with all that said, Mickey, it's a doggone windy. It's so. I walked out on the pier a while ago, one of the wooden piers. It sits about 2 miles down on the left hand side going out, and I got out about 20 minutes ago or so, and That wind was whipping. You just can't tell by our bait flags. Our bait flags have been trained to be a lot less receptive to the wind than other flags. We try to keep them tame. But they look right now. I'm looking at them. I'm sitting here back at the crawfish warehouse, and they look like they're probably about 8 to 9 mile an hour. Nope, not out, not over the hump. I'll bet you.
I just looked 15. Over the hump. It's 15 to 18. You're spot on, exactly. I'm looking at the dike right
it,
now.
Man. Well, I haven't looked at any kind of any instruments or anything like that on online. It's just get out of the vehicle and stand out there, and that wind's getting it. I walked out to try to get an idea what the water looked like. It's,
I'll tell you where it
the
is.
The tide's
Tom,
out.
Right now. It, up at Morgan's Point in the north end, it's east at 3 to 5. Earlier, it was north-northwest, real light. And you know, that's how
I'm
big
right
the Galveston
up
Bay Complex is. It's 20 down your way and then 5 up my way.
Yeah. It's, like everyone's talked about, that's the way it's been. But here we are sitting in a new month, new opportunities, and somewhere down the line, we're going to catch some magnificent mornings when things are all going to come together. But
sure.
In the meantime, we'll scratch it out the best way we can. I've enjoyed listening to y'all talk about some of these lure choices and colors, and you're pretty much spot on with what I've used over the years. Most of it's been taught to me by other people in terms of how to use these different lures and the colors and in what conditions as far as the weather is concerned. But that purple and chartreuse tail is just, like you mentioned, that's just, and I like the Norton. I don't throw brands out. Probably some of these lure makers would prefer if I didn't.
No, well, there's so many of them, but the Norton sand eel's been around forever. I mean, that's, that was kind of, that and Bass Assassin with the longer rat tail like baits, that was kind of the beginning of all this.
Yeah. And they just, that color has just worked for me quite a few times over the years. A lot of times in the mornings, a lot of times when you got some overcast skies, and it seemed like some of those conditions pre-front, just before a front was coming in, when things were happening. Of course, if you get all the conditions right, they'd probably bite on a piece of bubble gum. But that Norton sand eel is a good one. And I got a report or two of some flounder being caught in some pretty good numbers. So that tells me that more than likely they're returning from the spawn. And
yes,
as we know, in most cases they trickle in coming back. It's not quite the strong surge of the migration going out, but they are coming back, and so there's flounder around, and
you know, the hummingbirds in the fall, that's when they really stage up and get thick and everything, and then when they come back in the spring, it's kind of trickles of them, you know, not a lot of them.
Right. The flounder is, if someone was to ask me what's the favorite or the one that I've caught the most on in terms of color and type is, Kelly Wigglers were really popular and still are in areas. With Kelly Wigglers, the strawberry with the white tail, goodness.
How many trout have died at the hands of a strawberry Kelly Wiggler, buddy?
And flounder, too. You know, so we've been blessed to have these different lures. You know, the old standby for the hard lure that I was raised on, of course, was mirror lures. And
right.
So when I got tall enough to get out and wade fish with my dad and uncles and such and big brother, it was I picked up a few of those mirror lures and chunked them, and then on pretty days when the water conditions were low, you could take a Johnson Sprite and hum it out there and drag it across the top of the water and have a ball over here at these right over here in Texas City off of Skyline Drive, so that's Johnson Sprite. It's amazing how that little old teaser tab back then, it was no more than just a little,
little
flat,
pink,
round,
red-looking pink teaser tab.
Yeah.
Boy, I had to have that on there.
But after that sixth or seventh trout, ate that thing off. You might as well put it in the tackle box if you don't have another replacement tab. But
speaking of that tab, you remember that guy that had hook setter fishing maps? John Goldschmidting was his name. He came out with like a heavier duty teaser tab, but then he went farther to make this tube that would fit over your hook that was cut on the ends, and it kind of flared out above the hook.
Right.
You put it on there, they couldn't eat that off. That wasn't coming off. And you could have that color on there that you needed with that silver or gold spray.
Right. Yeah, and for some reason, Mickey, that was just the difference. You know, it's the same way with the purple and the chartreuse tail. If a little sand trout or whatever it was bit the tip of that chartreuse tail off of it, you might as well peel it off the hook and put on another one.
Gotta have that tip.
And you know what else though? You said it again a while ago, is that when that happens and you see it, that changes your whole way of the faith in that lure. You no longer have that feeling that you had, and that it plays a part, and it might be voodoo. I don't know what it is, but you have to have that. You have to know, or you're tossing out, and you just don't, your lure just don't feel right on the retrieve.
Right.
It's getting hooked up or something, and it just throws you off. And when that happens, hey, I have enough trouble catching fish anyway. I don't need to add any more problems to it. So you want to just have your stuff right. Y'all mentioned a while ago the scented gulp and such. Oh, they all have a good part to play in the game. Everybody's got their own feelings about scents versus not, live bait versus artificial. That's all part of the game. And if you can't argue about that, you ain't having any fun. You just get out there and go.
I'm with you, brother. I am totally with
you. We'll roll right on back into some good days where it's not going to be blowing the taste out of your mouth when you're out here trying to fish, and we'll come up with some reports. But other than a couple of good reports of flounder being caught, which makes me feel good, very few reports on specs right now, because in my area around here, when it's blowing really hard, not many people are getting with it, and even fewer than that are able to give any kind of a report of any decent catches. But that's okay. That's all right.
Well, what's your report on crawfish and table shrimp supply and live bait and all that before we run out of time?
Okay, I'll put my Boyd's one-stop bait camp hat on right now. Let me put that one on. Okay, I got that one on. And we've got some live shrimp, Mickey. A new hatch has formed. We've got anywhere from some small shrimp up to the residual of some big whoppers. So we pretty much got the whole gamut on size right now. Alberto was working with some of the guides and able to pretty much fix them up with whatever they needed and wanted. So looked like a pretty good supply. And with as windy as it is, we won't have an awful lot of boat traffic. So we ought to be able to hang on to what we got. And Donnie, our wonderful shrimper, will probably be out there again with his boat to maybe get some more here and get us lined up for the weekend. So we've got everything you need on the dead bait side and all that stuff. So now I'll take this bait camp part off and put on the crawfish warehouse, Boys Crawfish Warehouse hat. All right. Well, they've been cranking out the crawfish, Mickey. Last night, you couldn't have got another crawfish in that warehouse with a can of Crisco and a shoehorn. I mean, it's tight. They were loaded, but I've noticed that so many of the delivery trucks are gone this morning, so they're making their way out to all the different places. We've been cooking crawfish at both places, the grill and at San Fe. We're going to be, no doubt, doing that again today. And they've been live cooked crawfish for, if you buy a pretty bulk, you can get them for $3 a pound cooked. That's with Sal doing all the cooking.
Yes.
And I think like $3.44 a pound, and then if you start buying them in bulk or combos, it's ridiculous and very good tasting, I might add.
I heard that.
So the live crawfish, we got that too, Mickey. They've got several sizes. Reservations are still being taken for the weekend, so I'll throw that number as 409-945-4001. Then you press number 5 on your phone, and it'll take you to the reservations folks if you want to talk to them. And that starts about 9 o'clock, sometimes between 8 and 9 o'clock, and runs till 5. And then the regular number, 945-4001, and I think you press 1, it'll give you all the information about the bait camp, live cool. crawfish prices, and all that stuff. So, whoo, there you go, buddy.
That's a mouthful, buddy. You don't want to mess with all that. Just go to boydsonestop.com. Get the website.
Please.
Go for it. All right,
please,
brother.
Do that. Please.
Dave, you have a great weekend. Always a pleasure talking to you. I'll check in with you next week and see what's up.
It's my pleasure. Everybody take care and be safe. Be safe. We'll see you next week.
We will. All right. Thank you, man. All right. That's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic processing facility. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. Bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, homemade hot dogs, original or with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And introducing their chuck wagon patties, half-pound beef patties, seasoned to perfection and loaded with cheddar cheese. Their wild game processing facility, check out their new sausage recipe that's available. You got to try it. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Galveston Way. Let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Stevie.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear the little beeper go off.
You didn't?
No, but Jace, the first time Jace called me, I was going through that, you know, that dead spot I have in my garage. And anyway, I'm here.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Oh, man. Fit as a fiddle and twice as high strung.
Man, that's just awesome.
It is. It's it's just good to be alive, brother.
It is. It is.
All the stuff we've done in our days, it's just good to be here.
Yep. Yes, it is. Sometimes I have to pinch myself, make sure I'm not dreaming.
Yeah. Living the dream.
Just living the dream straight up. It's incredible. Yeah. The life everybody wants. Life of a fishing guide. Get to fish every day for a living. Just so easy.
So glamorous.
Oh,
rock star
brother.
Status. Everybody's a legend. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm actually taking off today.
Are you? Well, that's good.
Yeah, I had a guy that just doesn't wade fish, and I've been talking so many people into wading. Some that have never waded in their lives. I mean, I had my guys yesterday got on Amazon. They literally got on Amazon and got wading boots the day before the trip. I don't even know what brand they were. I don't care. And then I had a couple of old belts and some stringers and stuff. And it just, I've been piecing it all together, just trying to make it work, you know?
Right.
But I've only had like a couple of groups in the last 2 weeks that really are hardcore waders. The rest of them just like, well, we can drift in this 20-mile-an-hour wind and catch 5, or we can jump out and catch 25. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, where we're wading is like walking on your sidewalk. It's not like we're in mud or anything like that. Hell, yesterday was our slowest day, and it still wasn't bad, but yesterday we caught the majority of our fish in less than waist-deep water. I mean, the first two or three fish I caught were in knee-deep water, you know, and it's just, I mean, there's nothing hard about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been finally just really busy. I fished, I think, I even fished Saturday and Sunday. I fished all the way through the weekend, but I didn't, the only day this week I didn't fish was Wednesday. And, but every day has been pretty good. I guess Monday was my best day. I had Hayden Askew and his guys, Chris and Bisma, they're all caddies at River Oaks. And I don't know what it is about these golf guys. Man, they can all fish. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
that's skill level.
That goes hand in hand, you know, and it's, yeah. Well, it's all hand-eye coordination, either sport that you do, fishing or golf, and finesse and power. You know, Sometimes you get these power casters, they look like J.R. Richards throwing a fastball, trying to get it out there farther than anybody else, and which I'm not criticizing that, but it
right,
just don't be in their wheelhouse when they make a cast. If they hit you in the back of the head with a jig head on that speed, you're going down,
right? Yeah.
Taking you down.
Been there, done it. Yeah.
Oh,
I had,
man,
a girl.
There's nothing hurts worse than a quarter to 3/8 ounce jig head in the back of the head, man. It's like getting shot with a .38 special.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh.
The only thing worse, I had a guy set the hook one time. We were drifting, and we're at the Wells. This is a long time ago. It was in your backyard, and it was calm. And I think it was during those drought years, you know,
right,
like 2009 through whatever, 2014 before. Yeah, and we had all those jellyfish and cabbage heads and everything, remember?
Uh-huh.
And the water was just emerald green everywhere, all the way to the river. And he's reeling in. He's standing beside. I'm on the trolling motor. He's standing beside me to my left, obviously. And right like 10 feet from the boat, his bass assassin reeled through a jellyfish, and he thought it was a bite.
Right.
And he set the hook. And man, It came back at me at like, I don't know, 3,000 feet per second. Like, oh, like it was coming out of a 22-250 or something. And it hit me right, like, let's just put it this way. Thank God I wouldn't have any more kids. But it hurt. It put me on my knees, man. It was the worst.
Got a man
pain
down
ever.
Back here.
It was horrible. But now,
well, I bet
back
that sounded
fish.
Like Nolan Ryan hitting the catcher's mitt with one of his fastballs.
Man, it just—I can't even explain to you. I honestly thought the trip was going to be over right there. I really did. I didn't think I was going to recover from that one.
Thank God the hook didn't stick.
Yeah.
Or the trip would have been over. Hell, you would have been over.
Yeah. I kind of was. I was kind of struggling the rest of the day. And I made him go to the front of the boat. Said, don't set the hook on any more cabbage heads. But now fishing overall, I'm very pleased with what we're doing in these conditions. And it's only because we're wade fishing almost every day, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I said, Monday was a really good day. We caught a lot of fish, like a lot of fish.
You're wading wet, huh? Right? You started wading wet now?
Just started my last two days. Well, Tuesday and yesterday, I waded wet for the first time. And it's funny because early in the week, the water temperature where I was staying around 77 to 79.
Yeah.
And I was still in my waders. And then, I say early in the week, Saturday I waded in waders. Sunday we drifted and actually did real good drifting. Had a little lull in the wind and caught really nice trout up to almost 23 inches. And then I finally got into some reds again on crankbaits and spinnerbaits. And then Monday I waded in waders and it was warmer. The water was warmer. Tuesday I wet waded. It was like water temperature for some reason dropped to like 76. Yesterday morning when we got to our first stop, I was wet wading. It was 75.2. And I'm like, man. And it was overcast and blowing like 22. And it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was a little chilly when I slipped off the ladder yesterday, but I got used to it. But I actually wore my jacket while I was wet wading yesterday.
Well, yeah, I do that. I always wear my Sims.
Really?
You know, wading jacket. Yeah. Until you know, in the afternoon, if it gets real hot, then you take it off. But I like wearing that jacket so I can put my box of topwaters inside of it. Next to my shirt.
Yeah. But now just almost everything on soft plastics. Yesterday our bite was really short-lived. Like I said, yesterday was the only really tough day I've had in a while. And
yeah.
I just, you know, I had Carlton Newberry and his two boys. And I don't know. They throw spinners and I just don't think you can feel –
You can't feel that bite a lot of times with a spinning rod in that wind and, you know, if it's a light bite and all that.
Yeah, and we still caught 15 or 16 trout. We only had like 11 legal fish. And first day without a flounder in a long time. We catch some really nice flounder, but mixed in while we're waiting. But no, it still wasn't bad. We got kind of spoiled, you know, and the fish were smaller. We didn't have a trout over like 17 and a half inches yesterday. They got real small.
Well, and you yourself, you're your biggest critic, you know.
Yeah, I guess. But
you being a guide for so long, you're your biggest critic. You want the best, and you know what to expect and what it should be. And there's just some days that, hey, you can't be like Moses and part the seas, buddy.
No, we had some issues yesterday too. Like line got in one of the reels, like got sucked down in the gears, and
oh gosh,
it's a long story. I had to go back to the boat and jack with that
pull off,
for a while.
Get the pink and shears out, start cutting,
and I still couldn't get it all out. It like sucked it all down into the reel.
Yeah, it gets around that little notch thing on that spool.
Yeah, a little sprocket thing.
Yeah, that's nasty, man.
So I was in the boat doing that. I was about ready to throw the whole shooting match in the water. I was so pissed off.
I've done that before.
and then Carlton caught a big gar. We didn't land it.
Boy, a lot of gar being caught this year by fishermen. I mean,
hey, and I was fishing. I'm telling you, the last couple of years, and I was 40 miles from where that kid caught that gar last week when we were waiting. And big ones too. And then I told you
they're
that
all
one
over
morning,
the place.
That one morning I had matter of fact, it was like one of the last times I was stringing fish between the gar and the sharks. I'm just tired of getting chased around. But I had three fish in my string. I was going back to the boat and a gar grabbed my three trout, you know. But they seem to be more aggressive than ever before. But I saw a big snake yesterday too. I think it was a rattlesnake.
Oh boy.
Yeah, first snake I've seen this year. But I didn't want to get any closer to it to verify that it was a rattler.
Because it may want to crawl up on you. It's looking for the land.
Yeah. But that would have been the icing on the cake yesterday.
You know what used to be bad this time of year over at Sabine with snakes?
Really?
Man. Oh. That one area around Garrison's Ridge and up towards Madam Johnson, we'd wade that shoreline, and there were snake encounters every time. I tell my guys, I said, hey, don't get up on that bank to go relieve yourself.
Yeah.
You know, get up as shallow as you can, pull your waders down, and go that route. Do not crawl up on that bank.
No. Nope.
They were always bad over there.
Mm-hmm.
Moccasins.
Wow. But no, man, almost everything on tails. It's just in this wind, and you can cover, you can fan your cast, cover so much more water, throw on a worm. Best bait for a couple of days this week was just, and I'm fishing just sandy green water. It's perfect plum watercolor, and then overcast it's been, but that just straight tail, rat tail, whatever you want to call it. 5-inch straight plum assassin, not the one with the green tail, but the old school, just straight plum has been the better fish, and numbers have been on that. Now that one Monday with Hayden and them, it didn't really matter. Honestly, you probably could have thrown anything, but
you had all good fishermen too.
That's right.
They can throw what they want and have confidence in. They're going to catch fish.
Yeah. That one guy even caught a couple on top, but he's really the only one that's even tried a top water with me this week. But no, look, they're not everywhere. The fish aren't, but they are in quite a few places. And right. I even hit some areas the other day when we were drifting Sunday, I think it was. And they were kind of blown out, but there were slicks there that these fish are already showing up in some. I think I mentioned it last week to you. Showing up in some of our so-called summertime areas that we fish.
Guide runner areas.
Yep, exactly. And we just haven't been able to fish some of those areas yet because of the wind. But
yeah, and just been blown out.
Yeah, a lot of these fish are kind of protected right now because of that wind, you know. But and we need something new because there's a lot of monkey see, monkey doers out there now. There's some boats,
fishing
man.
Season, man.
Yeah, there's some people starting to come all out right. of the crevices now. But
all right, Hillman. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come go with you, throw them out a number where they can reach you. Let's roll.
409-256-7937.
As Cookie Pepper always said, have rod, will travel.
That's it.
All right, buddy. All right. Hey, you have a good one, Steve. Always a pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you down the line, my friend.
All right, Mickey. Thank you very much. All right.
Later. All right, bud. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.